This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Michael Zadorian of Detroit says earning his living as a copywriter sharpened his editorial skills and thickened his skin as a creative writer. He's the author of two novels, Secondhand and The Leisure Seeker, along with a short story collection, The Lost Tiki Palaces of Detroit. But did his experience prepare him for the phone call he got from a renowned Italian film producer?
There is a lot of rejection in copywriting. You're constantly showing people things and they are saying no to you.
Yeah. And
no, I don't think this is going to work. Try this. I think it did maybe toughen me up a bit and give me a slightly thicker skin. And it also taught me how to be a brutal self-editor. And I think that's one of those things that I still see when I read neophyte fiction writers' work. It's just sort of like, okay, yes, I see why you put that in there. That is a lovely turn of phrase or a delightful bon mot, but it really
trim the fat.
Yeah, you're really just making yourself happy there. That is just
I
you.
I hear you, yeah.
Showing us all how clever you are and instead of maybe propelling the story. So it was actually very good for me in that regard as well, too. Just like knowing when I was just, okay, this doesn't need to be here as much as I would love it to be here. So that helped me, I think.
So you edit your own work, or do you have a first pair of eyes that you trust to be honest and slightly cruel with you? Or
that probably would be my wife. She will definitely tell me when I'm full of crap, or that this is great. This really makes sense, or that this part here is problematic and this part here works. So she's pretty great in that regard. And I have a couple other people that I show things to. Of course, you know, there's always that point where it's like, okay, well, you can be brutal, but you know, you don't have to make me cry or anything like that. To devastate me.
Let's talk about The Leisure Seeker, although it isn't a brand new novel for you. It's from, what, 2009?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's been floating around for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. But you've got some news about it, haven't you?
I did. Just about a month ago, I found out that an Italian director, Paolo Verze, is going to make his first English language film of the book, The Leisure Seeker, and it will be starring Helen Mirren and Donald Sutherland.
Wow.
Pretty surprising. They had optioned the book about a year and a half ago, and every 4, 5, 6 months, I would get a short email, you know, telling me that, you know, Paolo is still interested in making your book into a film. And then I wouldn't hear anything for 4 or 5 months. And then, you know, I'd get an email, you know, Paolo has not forgotten about you, you know, that sort of thing. And interesting how my emails have Italian accents. But most of the time, and mercifully so, I was kind of kept in the dark, which I preferred, frankly, because I'd had some other dealings with production companies and screenwriters that you people tell you lots of things, and they want to have news for you, so they fluff you up
just to let you down. Eh?
Yes, I'm not going to say they make things up, but they will embellish things or make things. Just because you tried to get a hold of Meryl Streep doesn't mean really anything. You know, you tried to do something and I don't really need to hear about it and get all excited. So it was really perfect that I hadn't heard anything. I got a yet another short email in an Italian accent on a Thursday, and it was with the news in it, and it was pretty stunning. I was just sort of like, is this some sort of joke? And of course I Googled it right away, and they had just released the same information to the like international foreign press because the filmmaker Paolo was at Cannes premiering his newest film. And so, you know, as part of that film business synergy or whatever, they also announced his next project and that they had, signed up Helen Mirren and Donald Sutherland.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Michael Zadorian explains the plot of The Leisure Seeker.
It is essentially the story of an older couple in their 80s who decide to kind of escape all their doctors and their adult children and all the people who seem to be running their lives besides themselves. They decide to kind of kidnap themselves and go on like a last vacation together. And in the book, they hop in there. The Leisure Seeker is the name of their RV, actually. It's an old, like, sort of Winnebago. And in the book, they just get in it and start traveling west. And they take Route 66 to California. And the book is essentially a road novel.
Yeah.
With just their, which kind of flashbacks their lives and everything that kind of led up to this journey and all the things that are going wrong with them now. They're both ill, so sort of between the two of them, they kind of make one person. John, the husband, is, he is suffering from, early stages Alzheimer. She, Ella, she's got cancer of various types and has opted out of treatment. And so she knows what this is all about, and she wants to have a vacation again with her husband before it's too late. And so the book is the story of their journey.
Yeah, and it's great fun. You have a delicious sense of humor that you have to when you deal with topics like Alzheimer's and cancer.
Absolutely. That was really important to me because I've been through that with my father. And my
dad, was he something of a role model for this? Or
he was. Both my parents were actually, yeah. And I mean, their characters were inspired, and they're by no means, some sort of literal depiction of them or anything like that. But the John and Elle were definitely inspired by my mom and dad, and so it was. Yeah, but I knew how painful a lot of the Alzheimer's and illnesses and everything can be. So it felt very important to me to also make the book funny and to also show that this was a couple that had, they had laughed together, they'd had a good life together and had fun together, and it continues, through the book, and the book is by no means nonstop fun, that's for sure. But
no, there's some very painful moments in there as well, but they're tough cookies, both of them.
They really are. They are definitely of that greatest generation.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Michael Zadorian, the author of The Leisure Seeker. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview, including the stunning response Zadorian got for his article in the Huffington Post about a tough guy grieving for a little cat. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.